listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest draft news, photos, videos, and more from the team. Like them on Facebook at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter at Browns and on Instagram at Official Browns. Vic and Nathan. And we're joined in studio right now by Tom Withers of the Associated Press. And Tom, as we kind of, there's so many topics we'll get to, but let's start in order because Joe Hayden is the biggest signing this deal. As you look at it, what does it tell you as far as how this team is, excuse me, is going about its business? Because there was a time not long ago when the feeling was you'd screw something like this up. You wouldn't get the guy signed, and then lo and behold, he'll be an unhappy player playing on your team and then eventually maybe playing elsewhere.
Yeah, well, I think to your point, Vic, it continues this positive momentum that began in the offseason, you know, with the signings of Whitner and Dansby and some other key players, Hawkins, and then obviously the momentum coming off of the Alex Mack signing and then the draft. And now to secure Joe is just another big moment for this team. I mean, we've all regarded him, you know, very highly over the last few years. Last year, he has his first Pro Bowl season. It probably should have been maybe his second or third. I don't know. You could probably argue about that. But I think it's another positive sign for this franchise that seems to be headed in the right direction.
As someone who has covered this team for a while and seen a lot and knowing where we were in terms of the perceived chaos of the situation just at the beginning of this year, it's pretty remarkable 5 months that Ray Farmer and company have had.
No kidding. It's been a remarkable 5 days, hasn't it?
So, we can break it down.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next around this town. I mean, I'm almost fearing that Godzilla is going to walk out of Lake Erie at some point and step on the stadium or something. But, yeah, it's been crazy. But you're right. I mean, you know, for a new regime to be thrown what they've had to handle, you know, the coaching change and, a huge free agency year, and then what we have argued about possibly being the biggest draft in franchise history, and to come out of that with, you know, quality players, I think, you know, a lot of us are still scratching our heads a little bit about the wide receiver situation only because of the uncertainty about Josh Gordon's future.
Sure.
But I think by and large, Nathan, that they've done a remarkable job over the first 5 months here.
And you talked about the last 5 days. Walk me through your emotions during these 5 days.
Well, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I'll be honest with you. I've had very few moments, though, that have literally taken my breath away. And I think I had two of them within 24 hours.
For sure.
Thursday and Friday.
Vic and I as well.
Yeah, I mean, that was really remarkable. Yeah. And I thought, you know, just going to the Johnny Football thing for a second, you know, on Thursday, once Dallas passed on him at 16, I was preparing myself mentally. And I think everyone in the media room down there was as well. You could just kind of sense it heading in that direction. And it was amazing that once Roger Goodell announced Manziel's name, you know, my phone immediately blows up. I'm getting texts from my brother, cousins, neighbors, what have you. And at that point, as you guys know, you're in the same business. You just got to lock down and do your thing. So I didn't even look up at the TV to see Johnny walk on stage and do the little money gesture or whatever. I was just thinking, okay, I got to come up with a good lead right now. And I got to figure out a way to capture not only Johnny Football and what that means, but now bringing him to Cleveland and what that means to this franchise and the buzz that it's going to create. And it wasn't an easy chore, Vic.
Well, and you lead to the next question about the buzz and how it's going to be managed here, because that's already caused some conversations. I got an earful last night from a national reporter. I know Nathan's heard from a few people already, and people are angry on the national scale for a change. It's not the local media upset that the Browns are catering to the national media, right? That, you know, surprise, surprise. It's the other way around. It's making this mini camp pretty much a locally covered event with the exception of a couple of national writers. I don't know how they're going about the process of choosing who gets to come here to cover Johnny Manziel, but the clear statement being made that there is going to be a control of the so-called Johnny Mania.
There has to be control, Vic. And, you know, let's look at it also from, you know, the Mike Pettin standpoint, which is that he's going to have rookie players in here, not only the draftees, but the undrafted free agents. And he's going to want to have them focused as much as possible. So you need to limit all the outside noise and hoopla that's going to come with this kid. Now, I think it's also a good test run, too, for training camp, which could be just crazy around here.
Right.
To have this rookie mini camp this week and kind of get a sense of, okay, from a logistical standpoint, what this is going to mean. And the other thing, too, I think that a lot of teams don't have to deal with, you guys, as you know, because the Browns have their training camps at their facility, this is not like you can go onto a college campus where you have all kinds of room. You know,
right.
We're dealing with, you know, finite the small
space. Sure.
Yeah, we're dealing with the small streets of Berea here, as well as just the confines of the headquarters and the training facility. So it's going to be tough to manage, and I think the Browns are doing the right thing, which is, you know, this is kind of a test run. Let's see, you know, how we're going to have to manage this, because it is. It's going to be – there's going to be satellite trucks parked outside there on Lou Groza Boulevard from here
for miles.
To the next stoplight.
Yeah, it's going to be insane. And speaking of those rookies, when you look at this draft, how do you assess – the impact or the immediate impact of some of these rookies? How many starters do you think could come out of this draft class, and how do you feel overall about the six players selected by Ray Farmer?
Well, we'll keep Manziel out of that
we'll keep him out of the
right
question.
Now
fine.
Because
that's
we don't
fine.
Know that right now. But you obviously, I think Gilbert walks in and takes a starting job. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think your offensive lineman, help me out, Joel Bitonio. Has a chance to start. Definitely, especially
yep.
based on what we've heard
Murray
about
Gard,
him
yeah.
in Nevada as being a guy who can get out yeah. in space. He has those kinds of athletic abilities. You know, with the running back, you know, who knows with Ben Tate and, you know, his uncertainty in terms of injuries. I mean, that could be a guy who maybe not necessarily starts, but gets playing time right away. The kid that fascinates me is the Pierre Desir.
Great story.
You think Johnny Football's got a story? This kid's got a ripped out of a Hollywood script story. You
totally.
Know, family coming from Haiti. I mean, I think people have seen or read about some of these things. So he's a kid who last night, by the way, I was getting texts from people telling me that they can see him maybe moving into a safety position. And I tell you what, with his body
it's
size, that's very,
too.
Very
yeah.
possible.
Yes.
So I think, Nathan, to your question, I think you're going to have probably three guys who are going to start right away. And then you would hope that a couple of them catch on and become, you know, impactful players who, you know, get some time and obviously help out in special teams and the like.
And we're visiting with Tom Withers of the Associated Press on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. To the point of Lou Groza Boulevard and these satellite trucks, a fair number of them are going to come up here from Texas.
Yeah.
I was on a Texas radio station today, and the co-hosts were not kidding around. One was said he was wearing a brown shirt, and the other one was wearing an orange brown shirt. They've adopted the Browns. They said they were Cowboys fans that have quit on the Cowboys. They're Browns fans now, and there's a whole. It's probably not as appreciated from this distance as we should, but a whole Manziel Texas A&M following now that is now connecting itself to the Browns. I've seen a whole lot more new followers on Twitter who are identifying themselves from Texas A&M, who want to be aware of what's going on here. And the question that was posed to me is, how much pressure are the Browns going to be under to get this guy on the field right away? And, you know, my answer to that is, well, the pressure is going to be dictated not, it shouldn't be, by this, by media or them on their talk shows or anyone else. It should be dictated by what this kid does when he's out on the field and what kind of case does he make that he should be starting. Because the owner said, yeah, you're going to be – and he told us, Jimmy Haslam told us on our show Monday, that Mike Pettine had said Friday, Johnny Manziel, you're a backup and kind of act accordingly. But that does not – what do you think that means to Johnny Manziel? It means
yeah.
nothing. He's out there to perform and say, I'm going to make my case.
Go ahead, Nathan.
I was just going to say, I think it's everything we've heard about him is how he's ultra competitive.
Yeah.
And I think they're playing into that in a sense, being like, you're the backup. And
definitely.
For
yeah.
sure.
It's
let's,
part of the message.
Let's light the fire.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No question.
There is immense pressure to play this kid, Vic. But I think the good thing, and I think you guys would agree, is that football is going to, you know, dictate what happens.
It always does.
And absolutely.
It always
does. It is the
does.
Great equalizer.
Yes.
It is the great evaluator.
It
so
knows no round.
Exactly.
And no place
it doesn't
in the
know
round.
About hype.
So we're
going to
know. I think we're going to know. Not fairly quickly. I think this is going to take some time during training camp. But the other thing, too, and you talked about an ultra-competitor, Brian Hoyer
is
an
well.
Ultra-competitor.
Yep.
So this is a beautiful situation for a coaching staff when you have that built-in competition within your roster, guys fighting to win starting jobs. You can't ask for better than
that.
And
that's one of the things that's really been stressed to us, certainly about this team and about the philosophy that's going to be under Mike Pettine as the head coach, competition. And Ray
yeah.
Farmer wanted to bring in competition at a lot of positions, and we've seen that. Joe Hayden was in here earlier talking about how much talent all of a sudden is in that defensive backs room when maybe that wasn't the most talented room in the world at a time, and the competition it's going to bring out of these guys who now you have, basically, if you think about it, you got Hayden's a first-rounder, you've got Justin Gilbert, who was our first pick this year, also a first-rounder, top 10 pick, Leon McFadden was a third-round pick in his day. Desir's a fourth-round pick. You've got Buster Skrine, who's played now 2 years and has been a very effective slot corner for this team. There's a lot of talent in that room.
And the talent has been building over the last couple of years, Nathan. You know, you brought it up before that this new regime, but these previous regimes brought in some players here. I mean, Joe Haden didn't get here in the last 5 months. Jordan Cameron didn't get here in the last 5 months. Jabal Shear didn't get here in the last 5 months. I mean, there are players up and down on both sides of the ball, and we haven't had that here, quite frankly, in 15 years.
Yeah, this is a talent-rich team, and now it's going to be about maximizing that and turning it, as Joe Haden said, into wins. That's what we need to see here from this team.
Yeah, and I think the other dynamic is to see how this team, how this group responds to the, I'm talking about the group of rookies, how it responds to the coaching staff. That because it generally happens that when you're building a new program, and this definitely is built from the ground up right now, once again, but I think with Mike Patton and his approach and his hands being all over this draft, I think in a big way, it'll be interesting to see how quickly some of these young guys that we're sitting here seeing are going to make their way into the starting lineup assimilate to what is being done, because you're drafting guys on their talent, yes, but Tom, you really got to draft them also on the mental capacity to handle coaching quickly, because they've lost 2 weeks already. This draft was late, so they've lost 2 weeks of preparation for the season. There's ground to be made up in a very short amount of time. This offseason is going to go by very fast.
Well, and based on the, you know, and we don't know these kids yet. I mean, we've just read their scouting reports and a little bit about them, but you hear the kind of characteristics that you're talking about, Vic, which is coachable guys, you know, guys who have also played several positions. You know, help me out with the linebacker.
Christian Kirksey, who was named a permanent captain.
There you go, and a captain at Iowa, and a 3 or 4 year starter at Iowa, and a kid who, you know, volunteered to move from outside to inside and back again. So, you know, coachable qualities, and I think, Vic, that helps a lot when you bring in a young group that's going to be led by, you know, the most high-profile athlete that we might have in America right now, other than LeBron James. So it's going to be important for them to lock in, learn their assignments, and you're right, they've got to make up for some lost time.
Well, and it's important, right, because drafting them is step one. Developing that talent is the ultimate key, regardless of where you're drafted. Now that you're here, it really doesn't matter. It's about developing and maximizing the talent. So having guys that are coachable, certainly you would think, will help that play out.
And as far as the other business that needs to be done, how do we see this unfolding, Tom? Because you have Jordan Cameron. At least we understood the process was beginning, and then he's changing agents. Yeah. Jabal Sheard is still out there with a deal that has to be addressed. Yep. And we knew there was some talk about Josh Gordon. Let's assume for the time being that gets put aside. But still, there's some other business to be done beyond Joe Haden.
Well, and the to-do list included all the guys you've just mentioned, with Joe Haden and Alex Mack being at the top of that list. And they've knocked those off right now. And I think the Cameron thing will end up getting worked out. Sheard. You know, obviously Tom Condon coming on, you know, kind of maybe increases the urgency to that a little bit. I don't know. You know, hopefully the Josh Gordon thing works itself out. You know, he's somebody that they obviously want to lock up long term. And you know, they've got young. The other thing I think we always forget about, like somebody mentioned today to Joe, he's only 25 years old.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Josh Gordon's only 22 years old. Jordan Cameron, help me out, is 25, 26 years old, maybe a little older than that.
Not even. I was going to say 25.
He's right in there. Jabal Sheard, really young 25. Guy. So while these guys have been around for a few years,
Sheard's,
you know,
24.
Yep. And they all seem like they should be, you know, pushing the big 3-0. Guys. They're not. It's a real young, talented core of players.
That's encouraging. Tom, thank you very much.
Got your safety belts? Buckle up, boys.
Let's go. Buckle up, Tom. Yes, it is.
Tom Withers from the Associated Press joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And next, we're going to Mailbag Wednesday. New feature that we're introducing.
I
would love this. So when you send questions, and many of you have already done so, at Browns_Daily, #mailbag, or at Nathan Zagura, or at Vic Carucci, #mailbag. And we're going to read those questions to you. Our producer, Jason Gibbs, going to join us to buzz through a lot of those questions. All of that coming up on CBD.